Luke chapter 9, verse number 37. Familiar passage of Scripture here. The Bible said, "And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, every one at all these things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men." Turn with me to the book of John, chapter number 5, verse number 5. Bible said, "And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath." If the Lord will help me here tonight, I want you to notice verse number 7 here. What this man said, he said, "But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." But while I am coming. And back to our first text, verse number 42, the Bible said, "And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tear him." I want to preach to us tonight just for a little bit, if the Lord will help me here, maybe a long time. Brother Larry said, "I had 3 hours of preaching to do tonight." I don't think we'll do that, but I'm going to preach a little while, the Lord will help me here. I want to preach on faith's final delay. Faith's final delay. There's something about these texts that are read to you that they have in common. And it's the fact that both of these talk about a place in their life when they were trying to make a move. When they were trying to do something. I don't know why it is that this way, brother Jason Painter, that when we're in the process of trying to do something, that you would think that the devil could read the faith that we have. You'd think he would understand what our intention is. You'd think he'd be able to figure it out for everything that we don't get and everything that seems like the devil does not understand. And for all that he may have trouble discerning a yes or no answer from us. But when we are coming, we would hope that the devil would realize then that it's over. But sometimes in our efforts to make that coming, and to do something and to make our move and have a change of position, the devil tries to interrupt our faith one last time, knowing that if we get there, things are definitely going to change in our life. Just bear with me a few minutes. I'm going to try to preach something to us here. I felt like God has laid this on my heart. And throughout the day today, I didn't study anything else but this. And if this ain't the message, then we just ain't got it. That's all I can tell you right here. But I feel like there are some folks sitting right here tonight. I know it's Saturday night. It's snowy outside, and some folks is worried maybe how much worse it's going to get. It ain't going to get much worse than it was than what it was when you got here. But I can tell you this. During the course of this revival, sometimes we have made our attempt to come. We have made up our mind what it is that we're going to do. We've determined, we've tried to put everything behind us. We finally broke loose when effort really had almost come to the place that we didn't know if it's even worth trying anymore. It's not going to do any good. Every time you see the man that laid at the pool, he said, "But while I'm coming," he told the history of something that had taken place for 38 years. For all those years, it had been the same process, going through the same routine. And he said, "But while I'm coming," come on now, I mean, it's one thing the devil tries to keep you from getting up. But if you can ever cut loose the rope that's binding us down and the ties and the chains that are holding us in our position, and we finally put everything that's going on right there around us and put forth another effort, that the devil wants to do his best to make us believe that it's still not going to do any good. He puts up a roadblock there and causes us to believe it was fruitless, it was a waste of time, because sometimes it just doesn't turn out how we thought it would. I don't know how many times I've come up in the church service and got a song, and you know, it's one of them that you ever had one on your mind all day long, and every time you sung a few bars of it, tears just came to your eyes, and you couldn't wait until you got to church that night. You just knew. Maybe y'all never daydreamed about stuff like that, but I did. I just knew that song was going to be the key to the service, and everything was going to break loose. And we'd shout until our shoe heels nearly fell off. Everything's going to go right in line. Brother Keith, you ever felt that way? I might be kind of like, "Well, I thought this message would go." I don't know. But you get the idea of what you think's going to happen. And suddenly the Bible said, "But as he was yet coming, the devil interrupted everything that was going on." I mean, the fact is the Father had already interrupted the service. He'd already spoke up and said, "I have a request. I've got a boy. I need deliverance." And he said, "Go bring him to me." And while they're on their way, I know that we can look and point our finger and say, "God should have kept the devil out of the way." But I want you to understand that faith does not stop. Come on, just because the devil tries to delay the answer from coming. I believe it was the other night that Brother Sonny asked me about the man that prayed all those days, and the devil hindered the answer, and we turned over and read it to him right up here about Daniel praying those 21 days. And then when the angel of the Lord got there, he said, "Daniel, I heard you the first day." I said, "But the prince of Persia, there was a battle going on there, and I wasn't able to get back to you until now. But I want to tell you, the devil has made up his mind. If he can trip us in our walk, if he can do something as a last-ditch effort, maybe it'll change his idea of what the outcome is going to be." I don't know why I'm preaching this here, but I've come more times and sung that song, and it felt like it didn't do anything more than fall off my lips and hit the floor and make a big thud sound. And it was as dead and dry, and nothing happened, and I stopped and scratched my head and said, "Lord, what is going on?" I stepped out on faith. But faith sometimes has a delay when the devil is involved. You see, the devil did not tear him in this particular passage in the presence of the Lord until he was coming. Listen, I want to tell you, you've already made your attempts. You know what you want to do. You know where you're planning to go. But in all this that's going on, suddenly in the middle of it, the devil showed up too, and he's given his final attempt to try to bring us down. Come on now. I got to try to tell you something here.
Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 18 said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered. And I feel like, maybe I'm wrong here, the devil is trying to hinder. That does some folks, it's much like what's going on here. It was almost embarrassing for this father. As he finally, the Lord, this man has already told him, said, I've got a boy, he's got this wrong with him, he's a lunatic, as one scripture says, and others have given different varying ideas as to what exactly was wrong with him. We know it was nothing but the devil trying to destroy a family, and destroy a father and a son, and disrupt everything that was going on. But regardless of the symptoms, regardless of what was going on in their lives here, he said, I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. You see, that was the first coming. He come and he found you could be disappointed in men. And I know it's okay to have great confidence. But the fact is sometimes that people are going to let you down. People are going to disappoint you. But do not allow that to stop your faith from going a little farther and taking the next step. As I know that I've been told through the years that preachers have disappointed folks, and because of that they're just not willing to go and try anymore. And I'm here to tell you right now, myself, I've been disappointed by preachers, I've been let down, but every one of them's not backslid, every one of them's not went bad, all of them's not on the way to hell. Some are still living by faith, and they're not all bad, they're not all hypocrites, and they're certainly, come on, they're not out just for their own, to fill up their own pocketbooks, and so forth. But I want to tell you, in this disappointment, this man found in men, he had a faith that said, there's got to be a higher power, there's got to be somebody higher than the preachers, there's got to be somebody higher than just the church. And he stuck around, and in that service he had every reason in the world to just give up, be disappointed and go home. But he did not allow a delay in his faith to stop the outcome. Come on now, I brought him to them, and they prayed and yawned while they were praying. They never got serious about it. I didn't get the expected end, but thank God he stayed around for another service and got up and gave it another try. And what I'm trying to tell you tonight is, don't allow your faith to run into that delay. Do not allow what the devil is doing even in this service tonight to stop you. God knows what the outcome's going to be, but it does not prevent a last-ditch effort of the devil to stop us in our tracks.
Maybe I'm way off the track here. There's a chance of that. Possibly, I don't think so. But I can almost hear the disappointment of where folks just say, I just don't understand. I was coming, but... Sounds somewhat familiar around here. I love the testimonies. And when I say I love, it's good because it gets you going further on down the road. But folks get up and say, I was going to do this in service tonight, and while I was coming, the devil. It's worse than a hold up on a locomotive. And I know we don't have those kind of things anymore, but you can almost picture the devil riding up on his horse, firing his gun, saying, stop this train. You can't go any farther until I take everything you got. And I feel like, as it was with this little boy here, the worst attack this young boy ever had in his life was the one when he was this close
And he was standing right in the presence of the Lord as if the devil was going to put on display his greatest act of power to try to derail of this man's faith. I wish I could tell you the things that was going to suddenly get better. But sometimes before it gets better, it takes a definite turn for the worse. Come on, I got to try to preach to you here. This did not take place while he was over there in another town, while he was traveling up the road. But this happened at the command of the Lord, said, bring it to me. And some of you have heard that in this revival. As the Lord said, yes, you've been disappointed in me. And what they could not do, I can still do it. Bring it to me. And in the process of our walking, and in the process of our traveling, we came under siege by the adversary of our soul. And they tried to tell us, you're not doing any good. This man that was at the pool said, while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. You know what he said? While I'm coming, somebody gets in my way. Something gets in my way. And you know, I could almost tell you tonight, plan for it. I mean, a few years ago, I was preaching revival for a pastor friend of mine, and it was a windy day, and I got the bright idea I'd go get a kite and show my boys how to fly a kite. I always thought I knew how to fly one, but that day I didn't, because the wind would blow this way, and blow that way, and blow that way, and then it just swore, you can't fly a kite. And swirling, and I should have known. Just as sure as I bragged and boasted and said, what I'm going to do. I mean, I put up enough string out there, and I went running across that field, and it got almost as high as the ceiling, and took a nosedive back to planet Earth. And, you know, try to explain. At that time, I don't know, Kim was probably 7. And Tyler's just big enough to walk, and he hardly even knows what a kite is. I mean, but Tim, I'm trying to explain it. Well, son, this just happened. He don't understand that. He just knows that I said, this is what we're going to do. Huh? And there's a father that just knows the Lord said, bring it to me. And just come on, bring it on up here. Bring him on. And just as quick as he told him that, Brother Bailey, I felt like that man turned and said, hey, listen. We've got an appointment. He walks over there. He gets out of the bus. Come on, son. We're going up here. We're going to see Jesus. And about the time they get so close to him, all of a sudden, and this lets me know that this devil that this boy had was not something that happened all the time, but it just showed up from time to time. But sometimes it always showed up the worst time. And there was no worse time that he could have showed up than when you're right in the prime and you see the Lord from here. You know he's right there. I mean, for something to go so wrong that the devil suddenly just turns up everything. And right there, that boy goes falling from your arms. And he's laying down on the ground. He's foaming at the mouth. And he's wallowing around. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, here's a guy that's already pulled the spotlight right down to himself. Are y'all helping me right here? I'm trying to help you with something right here. I mean, they're looking at him, and this man's already called it. He's already said, I believe you can heal him. Can you do anything with him? And the Lord said, I can. And he's already went through all the process. He's overcome all the obstacles. I don't know how many days it took him just to get up the nerve to finally come down to the meeting where Jesus is dealing with devils. But he's finally got his pride behind him. He's overcome all this. He's got many obstacles behind him. You can mark the places of the progress that he's made. But suddenly here he is, this close. He can look right in the eyes of the Lord, and suddenly he's looking right in the eyes of the devil. All at the same time, it doesn't make sense how we can get so close to God and everything in the world start going the way it's going. I really feel like I gotta try to tell somebody here. It's just a delay, but it's faith, final delay. Because when we get over this, we're going to come out with a victory. We're going to come out of this with everything going better. But I want to tell you, will you overcome this? Will you allow your pride to be suppressed for another step and say, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going home. I'm not going to quit. But I am going to conquer. I didn't come this far to go home with nothing. Well, this is the final one. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. But this is it. When the devil gets done this time, he's done. Because you've got too close to the Lord for the Lord to stand and allow this to continue. You see, if he's doing this and you're absent from the presence of the Lord, then you've got a long journey ahead of you. When you've struggled and you fought, choked back tears, and you've carried this boy, you've suffered the embarrassment, you've went every effort possible to come to this place. Do not allow this last ditch effort of the devil to stagger your faith to the place that you turn and retreat from everything that you've made progress in up to this point. I just got to tell you this tonight because it's on my heart. It's been the burden of my heart that as he was yet coming, come on now, hallelujah, I'm telling you, it's disappointing. I've walked to the pulpit to preach a lot of times, thought it was it. I'll never forget years ago when I was just a young preacher, a very very young preacher at that time. Hadn't been preaching a few months and I was preaching my first revival. And I mean, I got in there and God got to help us. And I mean, 3 or 4 days in, we done had half a dozen get saved. And I really thought, though, you know, I thought it took years to get to this. But here in just a few months, I've already figured out everything there is to know about preaching. I know what I'm doing now. I mean, there ain't nothing to this. And oh, come on now. I know y'all's waiting for the outcome, aren't you? And my faith that had taken a surge and an uplift suddenly got tripped. Right on, come on now. Hallelujah. I mean, that's just the way it was. I got tripped up. I went that next night. I left church. We had a great service. I went home. I laid down and slept like a baby. Here I was. I mean, I was old, 19 years old. Time to preach a little bit. I thought I knew what I was doing right then. And I'll come home, and next day I got down in my little prayer place, and I prayed a little, a scripture come popping in my mind, and so I just said, that's it. Throw me a bookmark in there, and went to church that night. I mean, I thought I was equipped with the ammunition to blow every devil that they'd ever had in Estill County out of the way. But I found out, I got to the pulpit that night, as arrogant as I could be, my faith had done been run over. I got up there, and I forgot everything I was going to say. I mean, I didn't know my name. I got up and read my text and went as blank and as white as that handkerchief is. I had no idea what to do. Come on, y'all's looking at me now. So what'd you do? I tell you what I done. I closed my Bible and said I missed it. What I done is I was the first one down the altar praying. I said, wait a minute, Lord, I can't do it without you. This man couldn't do it. He'd already tried. If there'd been a cure on the human side of life, he'd already had it. But there's no sense now, since the only thing that's going to cure your problem is the Lord. Don't allow the devil, when he swept you up and left you laying, and there you are walling around. It's embarrassing, sure, but get up and take the next step. But you are this close to being in the presence of a miracle. I wonder, how much is it worth to you? Will you go a little bit farther? The devil threw him down.
explain how all this happens and why it happens. But I can't. I can't explain why right in the middle of a Holy Ghost revival, the devil should have got the hint after the first 3 days. The church meant business. But he's thrown monkey wrenches. He's tripped some folks. He's knocked a few down. The Lord's been right here, right in her presence. We've seen some water falling down on the ground. And it's left some has been praying for a breakthrough, scratching their head, saying, wait a minute here. Where'd he come from? I sent him a notice. I told him what I was doing. I told him what my plans were. I told him I was going to pray through in this revival. I did. And I've come. And this is what I get. Come on. Are you helping me tonight? I feel like it's exactly where some of you are right here tonight. I mean, it's been eating on me all day today. I ain't preaching it near like I felt like preaching it about. I mean, if we'd had church about 3 hours ago, I could have really done something with this. But right now, I'm just telling you, we've done, I mean, everything we're supposed to do. We've given our eviction notice to the devil. We told everybody, hey, where are you going? I'm going down there to church. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to get the devil out of my child. Everything's going to be better. And you get here and somebody, sure as the world, that's supposed to be super duper spiritual, disappoints you and lets you down. Come on, but I want to tell you, when the disciples just can't do it, can I recommend a higher power? There's somebody here that can do it better than I can. There's a lot of things I can't do, but I know what he can do. But I want to tell you, you say, alright, I'm going to come to Jesus. You've registered your complaint with the president of faith. He knows that you've been disappointed in men. He knows that your difficulties have gotten as high as they can be. Is anybody helping me right here tonight? Then I want to tell you that suddenly the devil shows up for one last round. But the good news is it's the last round, because when the showdown takes place between the superpowers of heaven and hell, we know who's going to get the victory. It is none other than Jesus Christ, as he calls all the devil to flee. Don't retreat this close to victory. Hallelujah. What are you trying to tell me? I'm telling you, it's faith's final delay. This is the last one right here. The Bible said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. He that asketh receiveth, seeketh findeth, he that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. All those things. But I'd hate to think that I knocked and I stopped one knock short of a wide open door. I mean, we could stop and spend the next 30 minutes talking about what you've done to get to this point. But when you've worked that hard to get to this point, it really doesn't make sense now to just give up on everything you've done to get here. I wish I could preach. I feel this just this anxious feeling down inside. I'm about to be consumed by fire down in me, and I can't hardly help it. And I'm not even sure I'm even making any sense to you. But you've knocked. All I want to tell you to do now is do it one more time. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. It means he went into convulsions right at the feet of Jesus. Father, I get these visions in my mind, and maybe they're a little twisted. I see that Father said, now hang on here. I never knew this was part of it. I didn't plan on this. I thought getting him in the presence of the Lord would make him better. But it looks like it's made him worse. And the old devil's suddenly getting up there and he's firing arrows of thought. You wasted your time, buddy. You should have stayed home. If you'd have been at the house right now, had that little old fellow laid back on the couch, he wouldn't be having his fit. You messed up. You're the fault for this. You're the reason this is all going wrong. You're the reason that everything's falling apart. If you'd have used some wisdom in all this, we wouldn't be where we are right now. Come on now. But yeah, you're exactly right. You wouldn't be where you are right now. This close to victory. You hear me? But this is the last attempt. This is the final delay. Once he falls down and he's in the middle of wallowing, suddenly Jesus rebukes the devil. You hear me now? That's what the Bible said. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and handed him back to his father. We can go over and read in another passage of scripture here. Over here in Mark chapter 9. Right here. And the Bible said here that the spirit cried and rent him sore. And it came out of him. And he was as one dead, in so much that many said, he is dead. I mean, here's a bunch of paramedics going around checking the pulse. No vital signs. I'm sorry, buddy. We've been in a lot of his revivals. But all of them we've ever in, they never had results. First time I've ever seen them, I'm sorry to tell you. He was the first man I ever know who went to church and died because of it. Hallelujah. That sounds funny, don't it? But I've heard it said before. That church killed me. No. It may have killed the first you in an attempt to resurrect the second. Because before this boy's going to get up, he's got to go down. He's laying there. They said he's dead. Oh, I gotta tell you something here. I can see folks. Might as well go home. Dismiss. Revival's over. The devil won this time. He got the victory. I've never seen it. We've seen him cast the devil out of hundreds. Have they never done this? Well, I think I'll go home now. It's over. And suddenly Jesus speaks to the boy. He takes him by the hand and says, get up. And that little fella gets up on his feet. And everybody that had already turned their back and said, it's no use. It's over. That little fella's up. Hey, Dad, I'm feeling better right now. I'm feeling better. I mean, I'm doing a lot better. It's not what happened to me. What just took place? I'll tell you what just happened. The devil gave his final delay, but it didn't stop faith. That was like a runaway train heading down a track toward a destination. I said, I will not stop until I reach the station where this is all going to turn out better. And I ought to tell you right here tonight, you've come too far. I'll tell you the one place the scripture said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Come on, you've come a long way. I said, you've come a mighty long way. Them old black folks would sing, boy, he's brought me. Yes, it brought me a mighty long way. And I want to tell you right now, he didn't let you come this far to let you down now. Come on, yes, the devil's giving his best. But when he gives his best wasn't good enough. Because the Lord had the answer to death. He has the resurrection and a way to bring back things alive that the world says are dead. It's hopeless. It's no use. It'll never happen. God says it will. The
38 years I've been trying this. And the Lord says, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. What about the pool? You'll just get hindered again if we go that way. We're going to do it different this time. We're not going to do it through conventional methods. I mean, always before, he took control and the devil left and the person didn't die. But this time, he stood there. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong on this. I'm sure he was concerned. But I can see him. He's got that preacher look about him. Jesus, his arms is crossed. He's watching as the devil's tearing that boy. And the father's looking at the child and looking at Jesus. Are you going to do anything? And the Lord said, I'm just waiting until the devil gets done. And when he's finished, I'm going to get him up. But that's not the way we've always done it before. There's a first time for everything. Come on, and God wants to do something not kind of unusual. He wants to do it differently. You don't have to plunge in the pool and jump in the fountain and take a swim around the pond just to get you victory. Come on, sometimes God's going to tell you, just get up. It's already right here. You don't need another fountain blessing. What you need, because that gets too much time for somebody else, when the bow water starts to bubble, they're as anxious to get in as you are. But now there's something better than a bubble here. There is something better than a gurgle. There is something here that's better than something just rolling over and over. Hey, I'm here, and I said, get up! Hallelujah. And it got beyond the while I am coming. And as he was coming. And I was coming to you. But Satan hindered. Come on now. Sometimes I wonder if when in our making plans. And you may disagree with me on this. That's all right. But I think one of the biggest failures in America is the media. There's too many secrets that are let out. I'm telling you. When you get on national media and the president says, this is what we're going to do, don't you think that bunch of terrorists over, this is easy. I know what we're going to do. We're just going to attack over here. Guess what? We're waiting on you. We got suicide bomb 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 waiting right there because you said that's where you's coming to. Come on now. Hey, I'm trying to help you here. We make premeditated plans in the church. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And the devil reads your mind and says, not, I'm going to beat you there. And while you're coming, he sticks his big leg out. And you trip right over top of that thing. And there you are. You're going to help me here tonight. Come on now. I'm trying to tell somebody right here in this service tonight. You just got to keep on going. Faith has got a final delay. But when this is over, we're going to get the victory. Dad and that son makes their way back home. Hand in hand. They go walking in. Mama said, oh, Mama's nervous. Bring it out. I don't know what's going to happen. And here comes a little boy walking right in there. Hey, Mom. I'm feeling better now. Where you been? We've been to church. What happened? I really don't know. But the last thing I remember, I fell in the floor. And the next thing I knew, I was getting up. Hallelujah. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, but when I fall, I shall arise. Come on, give it your best shot. Give it your best deal. Years ago, I've got to hurry. I'm getting carried away. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost while I'm doing it. Come on now, but years ago, I was just a young preacher. I was real bold and I was real quick to voice my opinion. And if I had opinion, you wasn't long in hearing it. And now it takes a little bit longer to hear it. But then, I mean, the devil tell me, you ain't going to do this thing. And I'm going to do it. You watch, see if I don't do it. But he came to me and offered me a compromise. I may have told this here before. But I was in bed and I had a vision one night. And you may not believe this. And I would probably understand if you didn't. But I was there and I saw it.
I saw this figure, this person, woke me out of my sleep, stood at the foot of my bed. And I don't mean this in the wrong way, Brother Jake. I just, he was a nice looking man. He was neat. I don't know how to say this. I don't want nobody to think I'm the other way. He was just very neat in a suit. And he was far from ugly. And he said, I can take you a long way. The only thing I want you to do, and he gave me an offer. I want you to stop. He gave me two or three things. I don't remember, two or three. He said, stop preaching on this and this and this. And he said, you'll go a long way. I told you I was young, didn't have any sense. I don't think age has changed anything when it came to this. I didn't have any sense then. I just fired back in and said, not going to do it. I'm not compromising just to get a crowd. Yeah. If you'll let up on preaching on jewelry. Huh? Just let up on that. Let up on adultery. Huh? And I don't remember what the other one was. Those were the two main ones. And I said, I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to do it. And right before my eyes, Brother Bailey, that man changed into the most vile creature I've ever seen in my life. And he looked at me and he said, you either stop or I'll destroy your ministry. I said, give it your best shot, big boy. And he did. Throwed out of churches. Every pastor in that area called, don't let him preach to young people, destroy you. I had no church to preach in. He just about did it. But God said, after the devil said, I'll open more doors than the devil can shut. And here we are in Flatwoods, Kentucky tonight. Ah! It was just a delay in my faith.
I'm gonna quit here in just a couple more minutes. But I've got to read something to you, just because it just now come on my mind, and this is great. I mean, this is the best of anything probably you'll hear in a long time, and it's not because I'm preaching it, but it's because of what the Bible said. He said this: humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. You notice that? The mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. There is the care of God on display. And then we come on down in 1 Peter 5, if you want to take notes. And I start in verse 6, and you skip on down to verse 10. He said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's the grace of God. Three things on display. But I got something else to show you right here. Right between verse 6 and verse 10, there's verse number 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We started with the hand of God, and we talked about the care of God, and it seemed like we was going to steamroll their way right to victory. And the devil snuck right in the middle of this scripture like a roaring lion. But I'm going to tell you, he thought he had the last roar. But the good news is, it doesn't stop with the lion's roar. It ends with the grace of God. You know what that tells me? The appearance of the adversary is only an interruption. It's only going to last for a little while. And God has got the final say. And what I'm trying to tell you right here tonight is God's not done yet. He's not made his final move. As far as I can read, my Bible says he's still the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. He has the first word, bring him to me. And he's got the last word, get up. Hey, I want to tell you, God knows what he's done. You may stumble and fall somewhere between it. Bring it and come on and get up. But the good news is, it's only an interruption, and God's going to get us the victory.
My wife's coming. This is shouting preaching right here. I'm trying to tell you it is. But somewhere, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but I'm telling you. You've been tripped. And you fell down while revival's going on. And you're laying down in the floor. Huh? I'm not going to lay down in the floor just to give you my illustration. Huh? But you are. And you're like, and I mean, all I can hear you saying is, but I've tried. I was coming. I was standing and looking at him. And I want to tell you, don't look away from him. He's not done yet. He's not finished yet. And it is not over. I know you was coming. But he's already here. And since he's here, it's going to have a different outcome than what it looks like. The devil may have had a good move, but it's not the best move. The best move, he thought he'd nail him to a cross and get rid of the Lord. But after 3 days, come on now, it didn't even take 3 days. Hey, come on. When he got on the cross and he gave up the ghost and his spirit descended to the heart of the earth and began to set the captive free, the devil had to wipe that grin off his face when the Lord came out with the victory.
Right. Well, I ain't got time to preach on that. That's where a lot of things were done away with. We don't have to talk about going to paradise. That was the heart of the earth. That was that place in the middle. But now, paradise has been moved to the other side of Jordan. We don't have to be left hung in the balances for years. Come on now. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been set free from the bondage of sin. We've been covered in the blood, sanctified, set free. We're born again and on our way to heaven. And I'm so glad. I'm telling you, we've come a long way. Come on, Brother Ralph Cox preached years ago at the camp meeting. Something like this. You've come a long way, baby. Hallelujah. Come on now. And I'm here to tell you now, you've come a long way. But since we've come this far, it does not end with a corpse and a dead issue. God says it's coming alive, and he's going to change it around. And the outcome's not going to be what's been declared by the people. They said it's no use. Come on, the congregation said it's no use. They said it's dead. He's dead. He's dead. But the Lord says no, he's alive. They said it's over. And the Lord says it's just begun. Woo! Stand. I've got to quit. Faith's final delay. Have I told you that that hurdle you just stumbled over was the last one before you got to the ribbon, would you get up? But they said, does it really matter what they said? In so much that many said, he is dead. The Lord heard their declaration. He saw the death certificate. He's already filling it out. And the Lord said, you can get up now. Wow. Hallelujah. She's playing. And you're coming again. She's playing and you're coming again. You've been tripped again today. And I ain't been nowhere except a quick trip to Walmart. And I've sat in this evangelist quarters all day long today. But you are coming again. And this time, you've stumbled, and you fail, and you don't understand. You've questioned and you've wondered. But God said, I've got the final word in this. And I said, we're coming alive. Let's come tonight. Everybody that will, let's come. God knows who He's talking to. I sure don't. But God knows. Come. Let's pray a while. Let's seek the Lord. Let Him help us. Come on. Let's pray.